You ready?
Go! ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
Both on the pitch. Now it's Aquino going inside. Javier, Raúl, the strike! Mamita querida, what a super duper goal!
Super duper. 2-1 today. Mexico comes from behind. A little contentious in the Confederations Cup. We can have our thoughts on that a little bit later tonight. But as promised, coming back in studio here, and he's been here before, Matt Jordan. Before I get to Matt, I do have to pay a few bills here. We're going to start with Bud Light. And by the way, you can get Bud Light over at the Gorgeous Gale. You can get Bud Light down at the King's Court, which is right across from the stadium. I know Matt Jordan knows where that is. So I remind you, as a host of Soccer Matter, nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Summer is here. Get out on a patio. Get out to the pool. Come out to a Dynamo game. Listen into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. But most importantly, grab your friends and an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 every Wednesday. Now, summer soccer here in Houston. You want live soccer? You got it. You got Friday night, Texas Derby, HoustonDynamo.com for tickets. You got the Dash next Wednesday as well as the Dynamo, Houston-Soccer.com. You've got the Gold Cup, www.goldcup.org for tickets. By the way, Dynamo players involved in that one, namely Honduras. There's going to be a huge Honduran crowd out there. Manchester United, Manchester City, you go to internationalchampionscup.com. And then Mexico, Ghana, 1 week from tonight. I'm going to probably give some more tickets out to that one, ticketmaster.com. It's fun giving tickets out. This is like the favorite thing you do on a radio show. All right, Matt Jordan joins us. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Glenn.
My pleasure, and we're glad you're in here. And obviously, you being such a big part of the soccer community here in the United States, I do want to get some words from you on the passing of Tony DiCicco, the former U.S. Women's National Team coach.
Well, you know, obviously, it was really sad news in the soccer community in the United States that such an influential individual, you know, passed away. I've had the privilege myself, you know, to spend time with Tony over the years, you know, and the one word that just comes up every time I think about him is just genuine. You know, just a true gentleman and a genuine individual that every time you spoke to him, you know, he was just somebody that really was so engaging and just such a genuine human being.
Yeah, that's the common thread. I mean, there's been so much testimony. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable the outpouring of testimony, you know, from people of all walks of life, all levels of the sport in this country. And all of it goes back to what a genuinely nice guy and what a family man he was. I mean, the times I spent with him having meals and on the road doing calling college games with Tony or women's national team games, always the conversation was directed back to his wife and family. I just thought it was incredibly just beautiful, I guess.
No, he's an incredibly engaging personality. You know, and somebody, I think what's really stood out to me is just the effect that he's had on people's lives away from the game of soccer. And, you know, and that speaks volumes about him and his character and what he stood for.
All right, let's get into your trip. South America, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Argentina and Paraguay.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about the trip. Tell us about some potentials you've seen down there and kind of what the Matt Jordan South American tour was all about.
Well, very busy, very busy trip. You know, I when I got home, I actually added it up, and it was 17 games in a little over 2 weeks. So that's a lot of soccer. Just before that was in Mexico as well, and visiting with a few clubs, you know, and it was very busy, very productive, you know, and it's always, you know, it's a lot of times that you just got to get into the market. You got to get into the market and you got to feel the situations and feel the profiles that, you know, we've identified and we've been looking at. It was a good trip, you know, I'm happy that the opportunity presented itself.
Is this more about establishing relationships, or were there significant players? Were there individual players that you had tracked that you were going to see? And then I would tag on to that, what's in the eyes of Matt Jordan or the mind of Matt Jordan the biggest want? In other words, want as a type of player, positionally?
Yeah.
That's the stuff the fans want to know.
Well, these trips, it's a lot of planes, trains, and automobiles. And actually, I will tell you a story. I went to go watch a game, Defensa y Justicia against Sarmiento, and there happened to be some unplanned rain that came and flooded a little runway that we were going to land on, and so we had to get to the game. So the group I was with, they chartered a helicopter real quick. So now I can actually say that I've been to a game just about every way possible. And we flew in about 45 minutes before kickoff on the helicopter, and it was something else. But, you know, these trips, you know, they're very important. You know, they're very important for strategic partnerships. They're very important, you know, to meet with clubs, to meet with players, to meet with agents, to build relationships. You know, in this business, it's, you know, it's all about relationships. And that a lot of times that's how those relationships that you forge and you build, that's how you get a difficult deal over the line. You know, and there's
trust.
And a lot of times, you know, you can send an email, you can talk on the phone, but when you're looking someone in the eye or you're meeting with a player face to face and talking about the project and talking about, you know, what we're working towards, you know, that's the critical thing. And I always remember when we went to get Moro, and I met with him in a Barranquilla, in this little coffee shop in the airport. No air conditioning, flies everywhere. You know, there was, you know, it was so hot. But I met with him and his family and his brother and his sister and his parents. And, you know, and that was going that extra mile what pushed that deal over the line. And so that, you know, you gotta be willing to roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty and get out there and see the players live and meet with them and just build these relationships.
Now, not to be persistent on this, but the fans and my pulse is on the fans. The fans want to know what type of player you're looking for and what are your biggest wants positionally.
I'd say positionally, look, right now, what's important for us is any addition that we feel we have a really good foundation with the group that we have right now. The staff's been doing a great job. The players have been doing a great job. So anybody we bring in right now, it has to be the right fit and the right personality and the right profile. So there's several targets that we've identified. We have some coals in the fire. There's no doubt about it. But each of these situations, they always move at different rates. And you know, you just have to kind of be persistent and see how it all unfolds.
All right. You're like an elusive forward here tonight, a very slippery, elusive forward, because you forgot to answer what position.
Well, look, I'd say,
and look,
what's important, to be totally honest with you, what's important is that a lot of times, you know, whether it's a defender, a midfielder, an attacker, a wide player, an attacking midfielder, you know, these positions, you know, a lot of times what you really gain out of these trips is that, you know, we as a technical staff, we identify 10 profiles that we're looking at down there.
Goes into your database.
It goes into our database. And a lot of times, you know, when you get to see that player live, maybe it comes up in 6 months, maybe it comes up in 6 weeks. You know, a lot of these things just, it happens, you know, organically, you know, when you're keeping your finger on the pulse, you know. So, you know, there are, you know, some targets that we've identified, you know, and again, we don't feel a sense of panic. You know, we feel that we can be very strategic and calculating and very diligent in the decisions we take, you know. And so, again, look, are we always kind of having our eye on an attacking midfielder? Yeah. Yeah, that's a position that, you know, we've been very openly honest about that, that'd be a nice addition to the team. But in saying that, we're not going to do anything to compromise the group we've built or just add for the sake of adding. You know, and I think that's a testament to the hard work we've done in the offseason and the way we've rebuilt the team.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us here. The Dynamo acquired $175 in allocation money plus a 2018 international roster slot in a trade with D.C. So what I heard you say there is, you know, and I know you've mentioned this to me before, that you've gone down there with something specific in mind and you come back with a great surprise package you identify other players. So there's a broad scope to things as well, what you do. How much of when you go down there is with the future in mind? Because, you know, the reality is you have guys that, you know, are on loan. Mm-hmm. They're key pieces to the team. Albert Feliz, Juan David Cabezas. So how do you factor all that in? Because at this moment, you may not know if those guys are coming back or not, right?
Well, look, I think, you know, those are two, you know, two great examples. You know, those are two key contributors this year with Juan and with Albert, along with, you know, several of our other acquisitions. But it is important. You know, to be totally honest with you, you know, what's really important is to finding good players. You know, that's not the hard part. You know, that's not the hard part. It's finding the right players that fit, you know, within our system and within, you know, the structure of the MLS. You know, that's the key factor, you know. And there's games. A lot of these trips, you know, will entail not watching. You know, look, I went to River. I went to Boca Juniors.
By the way, thank you for saying. Matt Jordan sent me this video in Boca, which was just absolute insanity.
You know, so I went, you know, an example, went to watch Boca Independiente live. I went to watch San Lorenzo River Plate live, you know, and those games, you know, there's obviously some great players out there, but, you know, there's two or three that are, you know, they're pretty, you know, tough to attain. But at the same time, a lot of these trips as well is that you got to get out and watch the reserve games. That's what's, you know, another real opportunity down there. And I watched a lot of reserve games because then you're getting players that, you know, look and fit within the model of appreciating, you know, players that are growing, that have a lot of their soccer ahead of them, while at the same time still looking at players that are in their prime. So I'd say those are the key age groups that we're looking at, is players on the rise or that are in their prime. So that's important. And yes, I was happy I sent you that Boca video, because it was something. You know, look, I've been to a Champions League final against Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid. I've been to I've been to a Champions League quarterfinal, Bayern Munich, Manchester United. I've been to a lot. I've been to River, Boca at River, the Copa Sud America semifinal, and I can tell you that this was my first game in Boca Stadium. It's like nothing I've ever experienced, not only on a soccer level, but on a human level, because there's just so much emotion,
passion
in one, you know, I have goosebumps even talking to you about it right now.
Yeah.
And it's really inspirational.
How do we get more of that passion into our club here in Houston? Because we do have incredibly passionate people in this city around the sport. We know that support teams from all over the world. We were just at a pediatric cancer event, which was really successful, with Norman Whiteside. You know him, former Manchester United player. Bobby Tambling, who was once the leading goal scorer for Chelsea. Older gentleman, what a wonderful gentleman. But, you know, we had supporters groups representing Liverpool, Real Madrid in there, Manchester United, Chelsea, and I think one other. And we know the passion's here. How do we get more of that and bring that down to the stadium?
I think there's, you know, I feel and we feel right now there's clear and obvious momentum and a real positive energy going on with our club, with the team, with soccer in the city. Look, I've always said this, is I know that this is this soccer community here is a sleeping giant, you know, and I think that it's just, you know what, step by step, you know, we're just continuing step by step. Of course, team performance is important. You know,
but it's also a bit of a reclamation project, right? Because we are having to kind of get people to retrust the Dynamo again after kind of a bit of a down period. And I hope I'm using the right words here because none of this is meant to be disrespectful.
Without a doubt, no. And ultimately for us, it's very important that, you know, we want the team to be a reflection of our market, you know, and it's something that right now I'm very proud of that, you know, that the team is a really strong reflection of our market. This is a great soccer market. And ultimately, it just, you know, we're not going to hide that the last couple of years have been tough. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, you know, we can't worry about the past. We can only forge forward, you know, and that's what the mantra that I wake up to every morning in my mind, you know, and look, the one thing I can tell you is that, you know, there's clear and obvious and positive momentum going on with all aspects of the soccer side of our club. And we feel very good about the direction the club and each of our teams are moving in right now. You know, and again, I say, you know, I say that not only with the first team, but with RGV, you know, our PDL team, we've just restructured our academy as well into three clear phases of development. And so we're very pleased with the direction the technical side of our club's moving.
We're going to talk all that when we come back. We'll talk a little Albert Elise as well, because that's another one of the hot topics from the fans. Before we take a break here, a couple of words here. Let's start it out with the Daspit Law Firm, John and his firm. They're personal injury attorneys. We thank Matt Jordan for being in here tonight. He's going to stick with us. Daspit Law Firm is going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Doesn't matter whether it's car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Also, reminder, nothing goes better together than great friends in a Bud Light. Summer is here. Get out to a Dynamo game, post up at the pool. But more importantly, grab your friends, grab an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of the Houston Dynamo and sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Get your tickets to the Gold Cup, www.goldcup.org. Manchester United City, internationalchampionscup.com. Mexico, Ghana, ticketmaster.com. And right now, tell you what, I'm going to give a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup right now. The doubleheader Tuesday, July 11th. Starts at 6:30. Honduras against French Guiana. Costa Rica, Canada kicks it off. Get an opportunity to see all the Dynamo players representing Honduras. That place is going to be packed. These are $63 tickets. Section 103, row B, seat 11 and seat 10 right now. Fourth caller, you call in right now at 713-780-3776. CONCACAF Gold Cup, Group A doubleheader.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Now, I like to take a lot of credit for the music that's played on this station. So does one Tyler Scott, because it's a collaboration. But we're going to give this one to Matt Jordan. Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe. And he said, you'll know this song when you hear it. And he's absolutely right. I don't remember the name of the band, but this was an awesome song.
Yeah, the theme song from the movie Vision Quest. You got to remember that.
I've drank a bottle of wine, Vision Quest, but I'm not sure I saw the movie. But the movie, I do remember the name of the movie. I probably did see the movie. It was the 80s, after all, you know. Things got a little blurry for many people. Not me. Welcome back to the show. More with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Just want to keep things rolling here and remind people of a couple of things. Let me tell you about Azure Salon in the heart of River Oaks. The stylists there keep me looking sharp for all my TV work, and believe me, they don't have a lot to work with, but they definitely get it done. Azure Salon, the place to go. Guys get over there. They do wonderful cuts. Ladies, they've got you covered with color cuts, extensions. It's azuresalon.com. AZURSALON.com. So get over to that. And again, we're reminding you about all the, and I'm going to be hammering this, all the soccer that's coming our way here, live soccer. Okay, forget about sitting at home on your couch. Get out. Get active. Get involved. You've got so many choices here. It's like a menu at a Chinese restaurant. HoustonDynamo.com for your Dynamo games. Houston-Soccer.com for the Dash. In fact, right now I'll give a pair of tickets out to the Dash Breakers next Wednesday. Right now. Caller number four. If you want a pair of tickets, Houston-Boston Breakers, Carly Lloyd. Manchester United, Manchester City. You get your tickets at InternationalChampionsCup.com. And then Mexico, Ghana, Ticketmaster.com. All right, we welcome back Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Okay, let's go to, you mentioned three phases of the academy.
Yes.
Explain that to my listeners.
Yeah, you know, in the last 12 months, you know, we've restructured, you know, our three phases of development within our academy. You know, and what's been important for us, you know, we've gotten much younger with our academy. So now, you know, we're starting at the U9 level with what we call the foundational phase, basically from 9 to 12 years old. From there, we have our developmental phase, you know, basically 12 to 15. And then our pre-professional phase is up to the 18s. And now we've just added a PDL team as well. So, you know, for us, you know, and we're really what we've done is we've put a really big focus on the 14s down, you know, and obviously there's our new grassroots, you know, partnership here locally that's expanded our footprint in the city quite a bit with our partnership with Rush and Space City as well. So it's an important time for us, you know, to be funneling, you know, really good, talented young players, you know, up through our system. And so, you know, we have ahead of each of those phases of development. We have a set curriculum in each of those phases of development that are targeted to the age groups. You know, obviously we have now two, almost three coaches that have the French football formation certifications, you know, and so we have.
What are their names?
James Clarkson, yep. Tom Harris, and right now Scott James is in the process of getting his, and so that's really important, you know, and because that what that does is that enables our kids to have the highest level of coaching around, and really what the whole emphasis is to have, you know, in the set curriculum through our annual training cycles with our workloads and how that those phases of development progress through each of our sessions. So it's really important initiative for us, but for our younger age groups right now are so important to us, along with our 16s and 18s. The PDL team right now is just started. And what we're really encouraging is getting a lot of our 16s to get and push these guys up. Our 16s, really our 17s, it's a hybrid group, are right now at the USDA playoffs. And once that finishes, we're going to be pushing a lot of those 16-year-olds into our PDL team to get them exposed as much as possible. You know, Jesse Ortiz just made his RGV
debut. So your PDL team, that's good. So you're going to use your PDL team really for 16, 17-year-olds.
We're working very hard on that.
Yeah, as opposed to college players.
Well, there are. No, look.
You'll have some,
yes,
I'm sure.
There are some college players, but
you need the mix.
A big focus is to get the younger guys experiencing, you know, a more high tempo game. You know, then you got Jesse Ortiz, you know, who was our Academy Player of the Year, who just made his RGV debut a couple weeks ago, which was very exciting for us. You know, I was just down at RGV recently for our LA Galaxy 2 game. Luca had a good run in that game. He had a good game.
Lucatero?
Christian Lucatero.
Why
had a
isn't
good game.
He playing more?
He's doing well. He's progressing quite well. If you look, Leo Ayala is doing well. Memo's obviously, you know, been a big success story for us, and he's now starting to get first team minutes.
Memo's great goal, won the game in the Open Cup, North Carolina FC. But when do you think you're going to find that definitive player that really turns the corner? It could be Memo. We're not going to count anybody out. But when will that happen? And listen, the Dynamo have gotten a late start on this, right? And this is where you're really revamping it here in the last year or so, right?
Yeah. No, listen, I mean, for us, you know,
the resources wasn't put into it prior to this.
Yeah, look, I mean, for us right now, you know, youth development is an important initiative for us. RGV plays a huge, huge role in that, you know, for real meaningful games. You know, look, we're a club that's 10 years old, you know, 11 years old now. You know, so for us, it's you know, we're still, you know, we're still building.
But that's
foundation.
11 years you could have been working on youth development. Well, I mean, look, that can't be an excuse.
Glenn, look, for me, I can't comment on the past. I've only, you know,
like understood.
I can only comment on since I've been here.
Right.
And I think it's clear, you know, how important, you know, that aspect of the technical side of our club is for me.
Is it with the business model of the Dynamo as well? In other words, you know, I think the outside fan sees, all right, we may not be splashing a lot of cash a la Toronto and some of these teams, Atlanta, et cetera, LAFC, Galaxy, but we are bringing in very good quality players. We've revamped the product. Now we have to make sure that we're going to reap some benefits, that we are going to sow the seeds at the youth level so that we can absolutely produce players that are going to help the first team and then also put us in the game of buying and selling ultimately.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, that's the goal. The goal is for us to be producing players locally because Houston is a very good youth soccer market. As you've seen with the team, you know, another important part of our planning is getting young, talented, appreciating players that are of Central South American that fit the demographic of our city and the plan that we're building. As you know, hopefully, you know, players that we can help move on to the next level, even higher than the MLS. And also at the same time, it's very important to continue to respect and push the American player, you know, and that's something that's very important while sprinkling in those key veterans as well. So we've got a very clear plan. And it's exciting for me, you know, to see it coming to fruition right now. And you know, we feel very good about the direction that the club's moving in saying that. You know we need to continue to be humble, and we still have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we feel very positive about the direction we're going.
Matt, how many years out do you think when we really see the fruition and the benefits of the academy / PDL team / USL team?
Well, I think we're seeing the benefits right now. In the last year, we signed 4 players from RGV. So that's something. In this last year, we've had, I want to say it's 19 players, whether they're first team contracted players or RGV players, have gone up and down. Just 2 weeks ago, you saw 7 players from RGV participate in our U.S.
Out Open. Out of those 7?
Out of our, yeah, sorry, out of our, in our U.S. Open Cup victory in North Carolina. You know, the other thing, you know, we've got some really good, young, talented South American prospects that we also have assigned with our RGV team as well. And so we're already reaping the benefits of it.
And you have the ability to move people up and down, obviously. How about Christian Lucaterra? Because, you know, 2 years ago, so much said about this talented young man. Where do you see his development at this moment? When do you think he could become a bona fide MLS player?
Right now, I think that what's been important for Christian, if you look, and I'll tie that into a player like Memo. You know, Memo was a player, if I'm being honest, he wasn't ready to sign the first team contract. He wasn't ready to sign a first team when I first came here, in my opinion, now looking back at it. And I he was signed before I had come. We loaned Memo to the Charleston Battery. First year was tough. You know, he made 10 appearances, came up. It wasn't, you know, he just wasn't quite ready for the level of the first team yet. But really, look at what a benefit and what a success story he was from RGV last season. And now there's a kid who's confident. He's played real meaningful games against men. You know, that's what's important. And now you're seeing, and I see it with Memo every day, the confidence that he brings, and you see he's growing. Moro's another prime example. Look at Moro last year. When we sent him down to RGV, he wasn't getting the time, you know, that he had hoped for, and he found rhythm down there with scoring goals, and then we saw what happened when he came up here. You know, that it was clear and obvious. So I think with Luca as well, it's a lot. It's a lot when you make that progression from the U18 level to the professional level with the USL. It's a man's game in the USL.
Yeah.
So I'll say what's important is that, you know, that last year was a big learning year for Luca to understand, you know, how to get up to the speed of play, the physicality of the professional game. And this year you're seeing that he's continuing to progress as well. He's getting more minutes. Last weekend, I saw him play 65 minutes against LA Galaxy 2 and had a solid game. So it's just every player, they progress at their own at different rates, you know. But again, that's why these games are so meaningful and so important.
I compliment you because of your honesty, because I think in the past, some of these young guys that have signed contracts, they have been blown up so quickly, so fast, because there's such a desire and a want to prove out the fact that we're developing our own. And I appreciate your honesty, because I think sometimes it puts the young man in a bad position. Salazar comes to mind, and some of the prior younger guys that, you know, the community looked at and said, is this a publicity stunt, or is this the reality that he's going to make it? And it's not to say that he wasn't a talented player.
Yeah.
But I don't think you had the system in place to help that kid accelerate and move forward, and or the mentality at that time.
Without
now you
doubt.
Do.
Without a doubt. And you know, and I always – I look at two scenarios, and I always think about this, all right? When I was working in Montreal, I remember our first homegrown signing we had is a great kid named Carl Wimette. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had a rash of injuries, and we played a game at the Olympic Stadium. He got thrown to the wolves that day, and he wasn't ready yet. And he had no professional games under his belt. And, you know, you almost felt bad. And it almost set him back, you know, set him back more than it helped him. And then he built himself back up. And I even look at myself, you know, and I don't want to talk about my own career too much. But I remember when I was playing in Dallas, and I was at that time, I was behind Mark Dodd.
Mark Dodd, yeah.
And I said to the coach, I said, you know, I was a rookie. And I said, look, I got to play. I got to play. And I got loaned out to the USL at that time for, I think I played 14 or 15 games.
That was your decision.
That was my decision.
That's asked. Because I think there have been players that are comfortable having a jersey and being on the first team and don't think about their career like that you did.
Exactly. And so I remember I asked the coach, I said, you know, I need to play. And I don't know, I don't care where it is, I don't care what. And I got loaned out to the USL my rookie season. I played, I think, 14 games. The next season, I was an MLS All-Star, you know, so I kind of have, you know, I know how important it is for those real games and that real competition. So you're ready. And I look, you know, you see when Kevin Garcia is, you know, recently, you know, started a game for us, Dylan Remick, you know, he hadn't had games for about a month, and he went down and played one game before DeMarcus got called into the national team, and he came in, and he's got good rhythm right now. You know, so
truly a great benefit that, you know, maybe I was geared more towards what developing young players, but that is another great benefit of RGV that, you know, remember when there were no reserve teams, essentially, unbelievable.
We're really pleased that we signed four players from that team in the last year. We've had 19 players up and down this year. The Open Cup, you know, the results, you'll see more open guys involved in the Open Cup next week. And these guys are in the discussion, you know, and again, you look at a kid like Memo, it was, you know, it's a great success story for us.
Stay with us. We got more. We're going to keep Matt Jordan. You want to stay for another segment?
Let's do it.
We're rolling on here. Albert Elise is going to be one of the topics when we come back. I told you I was going to get to La Panterita. He's going to have a big game on Friday. Mark my words, La Panterita. Take a break here. Quick reminder as we go to break. It's a good song by Aerosmith, No More, No More. Do want to remind you about the King's Court down in Edo, right next to the stadium. It's 903 Hutchins, 13 TVs. They'll show all the soccer matches down there. That is going to be a hot spot pregame for the Dynamo and postgame. King's Court, 24 taps, full bar. Get over there. Rooftop deck, patio, kingscourttx.com. Our thanks to the Daspit Law Firm, Liberty Kitchen, Danish Inspirations, and Azure Salon. And also, Mexico, Ghana. It's next Wednesday. Mexico and Ghana will be playing over at BBVA Compass Stadium. Huge opportunity to get out and see El Tri. A lot of their young players. It's Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Gold Cup is www.goldcup.org. And then Manchester United, Manchester City, International Champions Cup.com for tickets. Right now, I'm giving a pair to Mexico and Ghana away right now for the fifth caller. Mexico, Ghana next Wednesday, right now, fifth caller at 713-780-ESPN.
You know who it is. This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Mexico, Ghana next Wednesday. Mexican national team returning to Houston. Don't miss this opportunity to see Mexico ahead of the Gold Cup. Tickets now on sale. Ticketmaster.com at $30. The Dynamo taking on FC Dallas this Friday. Texas Derby. HoustonDynamo.com for tickets. July 11th, the Gold Cup returning to Houston. Group A doubleheader at BBVA Compass Stadium. Honduras and their Dynamo Stars taking on French Guiana. And the same day, 2014 World Cup sensation Costa Rica. Head-to-head with Canada. Tickets as low as $30. Get them today, goldcup.org. That's a doubleheader. Two for the price of one. July 11th at BBVA Compass Stadium. Gold Cup, only one champion. Manchester United, Manchester City. We know what a sports year it's been in Houston. It's going to get bigger. Two of the most successful clubs in the world coming to Houston. July 20th, Energy Stadium. It's going to be a spectacle. And there's going to be new signings there, by the way, as well. Jose Mourinho, Pep Guardiola going to be there. 8:30 p.m., it's the Manchester Derby. First time ever held outside of England. Two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. In light of the recent tragedy in Manchester, a portion of all the ticket sales will be donated to the victims and their families. It's internationalchampionscup.com for tickets. So, incredible summer of soccer here. And again, people are putting games on in Houston for a reason. And that's because we are an incredibly passionate soccer city. And we do know that is a big piece of what our city is about here. International. All right, we're back with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. We really appreciate his time. Time is flying here with you, Matt. All right, I want to talk about Albert Elise. Gut. We know he's a player. We know he's provided that penetration along with Kyoto and some of the other signings you guys made, the team speed that was needed. We going to have him back next year?
You know, the benefit of that situation is we have till December, you know, to work through that situation.
And Chris mentioned that on the last show. That was actually great information because, you know, people were saying, including myself, well, can you get ahead of it? Well, you don't have to make the decision till the end of the season.
Exactly. That's the benefit of Albert's situation. You know, he's been a welcomed addition to the team. You know, and the good thing is he really enjoys it here as well. And it's been a smooth transition for him. And, you know, that's always the challenge. Anytime you sign a foreign player, you know, the way they transition to the league, you know, it comes at different rates, you know. And I remember when we brought DeVaio when I was working in Montreal, you know, it took time, you know. But the good thing is the guys that we've brought in have adapted quite well. And I think that I got to give a lot of credit to the staff, and I got to give a lot of credit to Wilmer. I got to give a lot of credit to the organization and the group that we have. We got a real good group. And that helps a lot when you're transitioning to a new team.
Tyler, hey, Tyler Scott, producer, have the Wilmer Cabrera soundbite ready where he talks about the accountability part of the L.A. game. I want to play that with Matt here. I know Matt's heard it, but I want my audience to hear it before the night is over because I thought it was tremendous inspirational leadership. I want to take you, though, to something. I get the sense that internally you guys have circled the wagons when it comes to media a little bit, that you're very protective this year, that it's been contrived because you want the focus on the team and you don't want people looking out beyond the team and bothered with too many media requests. The fence we're straddling there, though, is we want the team to be successful in Houston. There's no doubt about it. We also know that winning's not the only way that's going to happen. Other things have to happen, including promotion. So is that true? And I know it's a tough balance because you want to be focused on the product. The product has been great at home. You're scoring goals. Yet on the other hand, I don't get the sense the players are out enough. And they're the ones who are going to sell your team.
Well, look, I think that our players are actually, you know, I'd respectfully disagree. You know, I do think that our players are out in the community a lot. And you know, our guys are out there, you know, they're part of a lot of initiatives that they strongly believe in. Our staff's out there as well. I'm out there all the time. So, you know, I do believe that, you know, we are out there. Now the critical word you said there is balance, you know, saying, and again, you were a player, so I can say this to you, you know, as well, is you also have to find that proper balance when you're preparing, you know, to keep your focus in the right place. And so the keyword's balance, but, you know,
when I was a player, there was no media, so it didn't matter. You could have walked around town naked, and it might not have brought anybody to the – we had one beat writer, and we were on page 6 of the sports when we got the mentions. We made the cover once when we got to a final front page. But anyway.
Well, I was there as well at the beginning of the days of the MLS, so I know what you're saying. But, you know, so it is critical to find balance. But you know, again, our guys are out there. You know, I'm out there. Wilmer's out there, you know, because that's important to us as well, because we know we do need to continue to sell the game. But we got to find that balance as the team is preparing for critical games.
I guess what I'm saying is I want to see an Albert Elise billboard scattered throughout downtown that says you don't have to go to the zoo to see a panther. With him in the panther crawl, HoustonDynamo.com.
Yeah.
I wanted to see DeMarcus Beasley getting interviewed by mainstream media after being in front of 80,000 people in what is the most amazing rivalry, one of the most amazing rivalries in the world. Our guy did 90 minutes. He could be a guy who's going to play in a fifth World Cup. He would only be the second field player to ever do that with Lothar Matthäus. That's why I'm just saying I saw a lot of missed opportunity. We'll cut it off there. Last one. And can you run the soundbite real fast? Because I want Matt's already heard this, but I want our audience to hear this. This to me is incredible leadership from Wilmer Cabrera after the LA Galaxy game.
We're upset right there. The players are upset, and we're upset because, yes, we lost 2 points today. But it's on us. We cannot give the responsibility to the linesman just to allow that, or to the referees or the 4 referees to just put 6 minutes into a game that cannot go 6 minutes in overtime. But we have to be able to play 96, 97, 110. Yes, it's on us. So we have to continue. And if it's someone to blame, it's ourselves. Because
that's all we need. That's it. He says it all there. It's on us. And to me, Matt, that is so refreshing. To me, that is a leader. That is a leader because that's the kind of night any manager, and we've seen managers do this, it could be all about the blame of a call, additional stoppage time. Wilmer Cabrera, that is a leader, that is inspirational, and that is something players notice.
I couldn't agree more. And that's, you know, that's one of Wilmer's biggest strengths, you know, is that he brings a lot of accountability within the group. No one individual is bigger than the team. And the one thing that I think he does a very good job of is that he's very good at keeping the players on edge, knowing that they can never get too comfortable, you know. And I think that that's something that is a real strength of his and that he brings to our group.
Matt, thank you very much for coming up tonight. I think this is enlightening. I think the fans are going to love the fact that you were in here and talking about all these different subjects and things around the Houston Dynamo. Thank you so much. Best of luck against FC Dallas Friday.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
By the way, we won't remember you. Remember the Dallas Burn.
Thank you very much.
We'll take a break here. My thanks to Zach Emmons for getting Matt in here, and we'll have more with Matt. I think this was a great night. That'll do it. For Tyler Scott, for Victor Ariza, I'm Glenn Davis. Thank you. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Fourth caller right now. Fourth caller. I'm going to end the night giving you a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup. Fourth caller, 713-780-3776. I'm Glenn Davis. Good night, everyone.
ESPN 97.5.